So that was Grace's Trigger by Matadors, taken straight from the depths of the BBC Uploader. Her in the studio now. Hi, boys.
Hello.
Introduce yourselves. Who have we got?
Sam. I play guitar and sing.
Sam on guitar.
Hi, I'm Robin. I'm lead guitarist.
Robin on the guitar as well.
I'm Ollie on the bassist.
Ollie on bass and...
And I'm Callum and I play the drums.
And we've got Callum on the drums at the end there. So thank you very much for coming in. So tell us about Grace's Trigger. What's who wrote it and where did it all come from?
It just started off on an acoustic guitar and it was just instrumental and we didn't have a title for it. And then we went to see a Brother gig in London and we just thought we've got to name the song tonight. And the backing singer for Brother's called Grace and she's pretty hot. And then we met a tramp in a park.
Yeah.
And his name was Trigger.
And that's simple as that.
It's, sort of, yeah, 100% it's quite ambiguous.
True.
It's got nothing to do with the lyrics.
That's awesome.
We'll name it.
That
just
is a story
it.
And a half. How long have you guys been together for?
About a year and a half.
About a year and a half, but we kind of took a break out to kind of reconvene and write some better songs.
Who met who at the beginning? Who said hello to who?
Well, originally, kind of, it was Sam and Robin are friends.
Yeah.
Me and Callum were friends.
Uh-huh.
And it was kind of like me and Callum were like the two without the guitarist. And they were the guitarist without the bassist.
You were
drummer,
bass, so. And it kind of worked together, the four of you.
Yeah, we went and joined my band, actually, which... Obviously, it's quite a classic way of meeting other musicians, but it's worked so far. So.
After jamming out at school lunchtimes.
Yeah. Was it?
Yeah.
Which school were you all at then? Big shout out to them.
Stanborough in Wellington City.
and we're John Henry Newman, Stevenage.
Oh, right, got you. So that's where you're all going there. So what about now? You got singles? You got albums? Have you got?
Well, we've got Plug Alert, the website, which is matadorsofficial.com, and that's just got Grace's Trigger and a couple of other tunes on it, just up for free download. But yeah, we'll definitely be looking to get some singles out in the new year and just keep writing, really.
Have you gigged yet? Have you?
We did about eight. Last February kind of stopped for about 5-6 months just because we felt we weren't at the right place. We wanted to kind of get the website done and just get ourselves together a bit. But we did kind of eight sort of gigs in phase one, as it were. But we've got our first one, new one's coming up next Friday at the George in Hitchin.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a nice little venue like above the pub, which is quite intimate, so come down.
That'd be a nice one. I mean, some bands decide that they're going to, you know, get the, I hate to say the word product, you know, get the product ready and then go out, and some are going to, so we're going to learn as we go along, and it doesn't matter which way you approach it. You
I
know.
Think we've kind of done both, because like in the first time, none of us had ever been in bands before, and it was all building up to something, and then we did it, and then we thought we could probably do this a bit better.
Yeah, are we going to see EPs, albums coming up in the future?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I think we've just got to write more songs, really, because we kind of jumped in. We had a lot of faith in the three songs on the website, but we kind of need to back it up with Yeah, exactly. So we need to write more songs. But, I mean, we've got a lot of faith in those songs. And the ones we've got on the back burner are also even better. So keep listening.
Oh, definitely. So the website, Matadors Visual.
Official.
.com. And everything's up there. Dates and everything coming up.
Yeah,
for the...
we haven't got too many shows booked at the moment. But there's a couple up there. And there's photos.
And free downloads as well, which is...
Really amazing.
Which
songs.
Is always good, isn't it? Now, Pumpkin, quickly, let's have a look at your attempts. You've gone for the traditional pumpkin look, but absolutely well executed there.
Yeah. And a bit of a Merlin beard.
And a Merlin goatee at the front there. Guys, thank you so much. You're going to stick around to the end of the show, see who wins the pumpkin competition.
Definitely.
Guys, thanks so much. You look after yourselves. And,
thank
and thanks for coming in.
Thanks for
using the uploader.
Right,
guys, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
It's BBC Three Counties Radio on a Friday night. Matadors there with their track.